in 1 Peter chapter 4, it says, "Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude." Arm yourselves with the same attitude, the same likeness, the same thoughts, the same, you know, that word attitude. You know, I looked it up. I looked up that word attitude. I did have it looked up. I don't want the weather. It says it's a verb, okay? It to have understanding, to think. To have understanding, to think. Like, okay? So if we understand and think like who? Like it says right here, having the same understanding as Christ. Having the same understanding as Christ, the same attitude as Jesus. Do you want that? I mean, that's the attitude that we're supposed to have, and I like that. I'm going to come down here. Is that all right? Does that make you uncomfortable? I don't do this very often. I like that security up there, it seems like. I don't know. It says, because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin. Whoever suffers in the body is done with sin. Man, I'm done with that mess, aren't you? You know, if I have to suffer a little bit, what's it mean by suffer a little bit? You know, there's a lot of things that we'd like to do, but we know we don't do that anymore, right? So we suffer a little bit, but yet, you know, we're kind of picked on a little bit as being Christians. You ever get picked on for being a Christian? You do when you leave that sinful world, and he's going to talk about that sinful lifestyle. He said, I'm done. You know, he said, your body is done with sin. I'm done with that mess. And he says, as a result, they do not live, or we do not live, the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time. I like what it says here in the NIV. It says, for you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. You've had that time. You've been there. You've done that. You don't live that way anymore. Amen?
Amen.
That's what he's saying. You don't live that way. You remember how you used to live, but you don't live that way anymore. Praise God. Amen? And then it says, they are surprised that you do not join them in their recklessness, in their reckless, wild living, and they heap abuse on you. And I know that, you know, you have friends, you know, you have friends that want you to go and do stuff. And you're like, no, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. And they're like, they don't understand it. They don't get it. They don't understand. Especially if you was right there with them for a long period of time, going and doing all that stuff. And then when God gets into your life and changes your life and you don't do that stuff anymore, they don't understand it. And they heap abuse on you. So they talk about you. I don't get it. Cole, come on. It's not that bad. Come on, you can go. Just that one time, right? You ever heard that before? Surely. You know, you don't have to do anything wrong. You can just sit there and just be with us. Huh? He says in verse 5 here, said, but they will have to give an account to him who is ready to judge.
Amen.
The living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached, even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to human standards in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. You know, every one of us, and I say this, and I know this may sound familiar to some of you, but I have to say this, and I'm going to say it over and over and over again, because God's given me breath. And I hope that I have probably another 30 plus years left in me, and for the next 30 years I'm going to preach this. Because we are all going to have to stand before God one of these days. And my time, maybe 30 years from now, is going to be, my time's over, right? So I'm going to be dead and gone, but I'm going to have to wait until it's time for judgment. So my time, my voice will be done at that time. While we're here on this earth, we have a chance, a choice, to speak our voice and to preach the word. Listen to me tonight. This is your time. No matter how much time you have left on this earth, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, 50 years, no matter how much time you have left on this earth, it is your time to preach the word of God as a believer. And part of that is telling people that one of these days we're all going to have to stand before God and be judged for the things that we've done. That's what we have to do. He says, the end of all things is near, therefore be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Man, we got to keep our heads clear. We can't get it bound up and tied up by all this mess that goes on in the world. You know, we have to exist in this world, but sometimes we can allow things to absorb our lives. And it overtakes our minds, and our minds become not sober and not thinking clearly. Listen to me. He says, be alert. Be alert so that you may pray. Man, I want to be alert, right? Above all, I love this part right here. I love. I want to go back to verse 7. I didn't finish what I was going to say there. The end of all things is near. You know, we've heard that preached how many years? We've heard that preached like it's tomorrow, right?
15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's still true. It's still true, right? It's the truth. Our time is near. Some of us realize, the older I get, the more I realize what he's saying here. Because time is near. My time is getting nearer to being over. My voice, my time of being able to witness to somebody, my time of being able to share the gospel with somebody so that they may know the love of God that I have in me. My time is getting nearer. So he says, therefore, be alert and be sober-minded. And above all, I love this part, above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Man, I will say this. I feel love in this church. People feel love in this church. Man, I do. And it's wonderful to know that I have my brothers and sisters that love me. Because sometimes when I'm going through those briar patches in my life, you know, where it hurts no matter which way you go, I have my brothers and sisters there with me praying and lifting me up and keeping me strong so that I can make that next step. And I can make that next step until I get past that. I'm glad of that. He said, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Now, there must have been some grumbling going on. Imagine that. Somebody showing up at your house when it's really not that clean. Maddie's looking at me over there. She came to my house today. And I love it. You're welcome at my house anytime. But you get what you get when you walk through the door. Amen?
Amen.
If you come unannounced, if there's a mess, you're going to see the mess.
Yeah.
If you want me to clean, you call me prior. I'll make sure it's clean before you get there. Amen?
Yeah.
Or Leanne will. No. Oh, man. That's fun. But, you know, it's honest, isn't it? And that's the truth. Sometimes, you know, things, life's busy. We're, you know, we just go through life. And sometimes things are just not the way you really want them to be all the time. But it seems like that's the time somebody shows up, right?
Yeah, when you've got just, company
coming. That's normal. Or it is for me. But we got to do that without grumbling. It's what it says. We got to be... We got to offer our hospitality to one another without grumbling. And each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. You know, we each and every one have a gift. We all of us have a gift of some kind. Some of us, you know, we have this gift of just being kind and considerate and loving and I just know people like that. You know, you just always, they just always lift you up, you know, encouraging. There's some people that, you know, that are musically talented and they can teach well. And, you know, there's many gifts out there. But all of us have a gift, and he says use it. Use your gift that you've received. Amen? Don't ever think that you're useless, because God has given every one of us a gift. Everyone, and some people, multiple gifts to be used for His service. Use those gifts. If anyone speaks, they should do it as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do it so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. I love that part. I mean, everything that we do should be for the glory of God.
Amen.
It makes a difference. People in this community notice. They notice. They notice. Trust me. It says, dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. You know, he says right here, you know, we're going to go through tough things. We're going to suffer sometimes for Christ in different ways. We may not be nailed to a cross. We may not be made to carry it down the street. But in some way, we will carry our cross in some way, form, or fashion. And it may be being in a workplace with a bunch of unsaved individuals that just all the time pick at you. And they do that. But don't be surprised at that kind of stuff. Don't be surprised at it, because he said it will happen. He said, if you are insulted, verse 14, if you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. And I thought about that. Well, that one stuck out to me because, you know what? They put meddler, and I don't know why, meddler, in the same category as criminal and thief. And I've known people that always want to stick their nose in somebody else's business, right? You know that person? Man, they just can't help it. They got to know what's going on, and they got to tell you. They got to tell you, right?
Right.
Well, come on now.
Amen.
Teddy says amen. And I that stuck out to me. I thought meddler in the same category as criminal and thief. Wow. That's pretty tough, but I'll tell you what, we got a lot of meddlers in this world. We do. I don't want to be one of those guys. He says, however, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God that you bear that name. Somebody comes at you and doesn't understand why you go to church and tries to criticize your salvation. Say, hey, praise the Lord that you would even tempt me with that. Amen.
Amen.
That you would even consider that, because you know. You know, you recognized it already. Amen.
Amen. Rather walk away.
Verse 17, for it is time for judgment to begin with God's household. Think about that. Man, he looks at us right first, doesn't he?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Man, he's going to hold me accountable for the things that I say and do. And even more so, because it'd be easy for somebody like me to lead somebody astray. Or to be deceiving or deceptive. And so I have to be careful, and I'm going to be held accountable one of these days for everybody. But you guys, you will too. We have to be careful with what we do. We have to be that obligation that we have to the Holy Spirit, that obligation we have to Christ. Like I talked about this morning, you know, we're free from the bondage of the law, but we're obligated to the Spirit. We're obligated to Him through great love. I mean, the amount of love that comes, it's hard for me to explain. But you know what? If you've got it, you get it. Amen?
Amen.
If you've got it, you get it. And I don't have to explain it to you because you know what I'm saying. And he says, and if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? What will it be? Man, that's harsh, isn't it? That's hard to think about, this judgment thing. He goes on to say, and if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? It goes on to say, so then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Commit yourselves. Commit yourselves to your faithful Creator. You know, I'm 51 years old. That's not super old. It's getting old. It's getting older. Teddy's 75.
That's not older now. That's a little bit younger, about this much.
I don't know, I say this because the older I get, the more I start to realize how much of my time that I've wasted. How much of my time that I've wasted when I could have been serving God more so than serving this world. Because I chased after a lot of things in this world and I spent a lot of my time and it absorbed my time, and even though I gave God a little bit, I didn't give Him everything. And a lot of people live that way. They give God just a little bit. Just enough to make them feel like they've given Him enough. But when I read this, I want to commit myself to Him fully. I want to commit myself to Him 100%. I want to be committed to Him. I want to have His attitude. No matter what goes on in my life, no matter what happens to me through my week, I want to say that I am living for Him, and praise God, bring it on, right? Amen?
Amen.
Because I know where I'm going. Amen? I know where I'm going. You know, I may not be in my life where I need to be, but I'm a whole lot better than I used to be. Amen?
Amen.
But God's still working on me every day, and I start to realize every day more and more how much this right here. I need to commit myself to my faithful Creator, who never gives up on me, who never lets me down. Amen?
Amen.
Who's always there when I pray to Him. And I've spent so much of my time with my back turned to Him. And Him calling me. Hey, Randy, where are you going? Hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm just doing my thing. But man, I don't want to be that way. I want to be looking straight at His face. Walking towards Him, you know? I don't want to be walking backwards towards heaven. Amen?
Amen.
I want to turn around and walk forward. I want to run towards heaven. Amen? I want to run to the throne. You walk backwards, man, I can't imagine running backwards. Too many people do that. Hey, that's a good sermon, isn't it? Running backwards. You can't see where you're going. You're going to stumble. You could fall. There's all, man, that's a whole message right there, isn't it? Come on now. I just pray tonight, Lord. Lord God, strengthen our faith. Lord God, let us be the committed church, the one that you look at and say, that church is committed to me. That church loves me. They love each other. That's how I can tell. They love people. That's how I can tell, because they have my attitude. Lord, give us your attitude. Lord God, I just praise you tonight. Lord, let us be great witnesses in this community. Let this church be a fire that's burning that people can't help but stop and look. Lord, let us set this community on fire for you. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.